Could the tone or intensity of your voice be a barometer of your mental health? What about how often you leave your home, or how much time you spend on the phone or sending text messages? Doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital are testing out an app that tracks such elements to figure out what it can tell them about patients with anxiety or depression. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on what the technology could do.
Most days, often around lunchtime, Marcia Chesterfield finds a quiet spot where, for a few minutes, she won't be overheard. Today, against the wall of a lobby in the hospital where Chesterfield is a lead lab assistant, she pulls out her phone.
I'm already logged in. Let me just see. So it's right here on my app. It says leave new check-in.
Chesterfield hits a red button and records a sort of audio diary.
So today is my mom's birthday. She passed away 2 years ago. I just wanted to say a little something and let her know that everything's okay. And otherwise than that, today is a really good day.
In a few seconds, Chesterfield has what she says is proof she's having a good day, following months of anxiety and depression triggered by a series of deaths in the family.
Hey, we got an in-between happy face.
Chesterfield is testing an app called Companion, developed by Boston-based Cogito, a company spawned at MIT's Media Lab. The app scores Chesterfield's mental well-being on a scale of 0 to 100 every day in four different ways. Its unique feature is this analysis of the tone, pace, and tension in Chesterfield's voice recording. The app also looks at how often Chesterfield calls or texts friends. A third measure determines how energized she is. And the out and about category uses GPS to track how often Chesterfield leaves her home and how far she goes. Her social worker, Laura Sullivan, reviews Chesterfield's scores on a computer screen, looking for patterns.
So, for instance, if this person is always a 98, 99, and now they suddenly become a 20, the question is sort of what happened.
Sullivan calls patients with the app between appointments to find out.
Historically, we would never know.
Because a counselor who sees a patient once a week or every other week only knows what the patient remembers or chooses to talk about. But with the app, Sullivan sees Chesterfield's mood and activity scores rise and fall daily.
I can watch this and then say, so I noticed during this time period, things changed for you. What does that mean? What was going on? And sometimes it makes the conversation deeper. It's a richer conversation.
The app does not show where Chesterfield goes when she leaves home or who she's texting. But still, some patients might not want to be tracked this closely. Chesterfield does.
Prior to this app, I would see myself outside my body. Like, it was just so much built up, and I just didn't have any way to release and know that somebody's on the other end monitoring. And it just feels good to have somebody doing that.
But is all the data patients send in useful? And will it improve a patient's mental health?
We want to make sure the research is being done to demonstrate the value.
David Ahern, a psychologist, leads the study of this app at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Ahern says apps may free up clinicians to handle more patients who need therapy and make patients better monitors of their own mental health.
This could be where, you know, you see a clinician on a much less frequent schedule because you have basically a clinician in your pocket.
It's misguided.
Dr. Jonathan Shedler, an associate professor of psychiatry at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, bristles at the idea that an app should be seen as even a partial substitute for talk therapy.
Every time you try to take the therapist out of the picture, what we know is that it actually doesn't work.
But supporters of technology point out there are many patients who will not go see a doctor or therapist, but will look for help on their phones. There are some concerns that directing patients to their phones could increase social isolation or addiction to technology. But Hannah Rubin, a manager at Cogito, says the Companion app is a response to that concern.
Because this technology is so ubiquitous and it's in so many people's hands already for health purposes, what we want to do is provide a validated way for people to find health information and to find it specific to them.
So can this app or one of the thousands of others coming to the market with the promise of improved mental well-being deliver? The results of the Brigham study, just one piece of the answer to that question, are 2 or 3 years away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.